This message. How we thank you that all the mysteries are revealed in our day and that you give us the revelation of that. Since the foundation of the world, there were names written on that book of life. But now it's revealed your name is on the book of life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It is now revealed that your name is written on the Lamb's book of life. Glory, Lord Jesus.
We are standing on standing.
Hallelujah. You believe that?
On holy ground.
Yes, Lord.
And I know that there are angels all around.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
His presence on holy ground.
Bow your heads and your heart. What a privileged people to be standing on holy grounds and to know that there's angels all around. Oh God, how great thou art. Let us thank you in our hearts, worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. I'd like to invite our brother Gene Pitts to come forward. Dismiss us today. The word of prayer, brother Gene.
Our most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow before you, Lord, what can we say? We just don't have the words to express our love and our thanks to you for your mercy and grace, for the privilege we have, Lord, to gather here with these people, Lord, the bride of Christ, not only here, but those gathered throughout the world, just thousands, Lord, just gathered around, Lord, the thing that's most attractive to us, Lord, that pure word of God. Lord, knowing that where the carcass is, there the eagles are gathered.
And
Lord, we're here as your bride, Lord, just thanking you and praising you for the mercy and grace that you've permitted us to be here, Lord. And Lord, we just don't have the words to express it. I feel like the little boy that Brother Branham was telling us about, he knelt to pray and he just started saying the ABCs, Lord.
Yeah.
He was asked, why is he doing that? He says, well, I know so many things I want to say and such a way I want to praise you, Lord, but I don't know how to put it together. But if I say the alphabet, the Lord can take all those letters.
Yes.
He can put them together and he can express the things that I want to express.
Yeah.
And Lord, that's the way I feel today, Lord. Just don't have the words to thank and praise you enough. And Lord, just thinking about the message today. Lord, some 56 years ago, that same voice opened these seals, Lord, and how much it meant to us, Lord, to hear that. And then hear all these years later, hearing that same voice, that thunder rolling out, Lord, revealing these seals to us and giving us that rapturing faith, Lord, for this end time. And remembering the prophet of God said, I give you my faith, and Lord. And Lord, we're dependent on that. And we just thank you for that, Lord. Thinking back how, Lord, how could he make it so plain to us? He went back before the foundation of the world. And Lord, even then we had an almighty God, a heavenly Father that, Lord, he looked down through the ages. He had the book then, and he looked at every church age, and he placed every individual name for that age in that book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, when he got to that seventh age, he Lord, he placed our name there to be here in the days of the voice that we're listening to this day, Lord, that voice that's the voice of God to this end time, Lord. What a privileged people we are, Lord. We just thank you for it from the depths of our heart, Lord, that you've permitted us to be here and to be partakers of that, Lord. We don't feel worthy. We know it's through your mercy and your grace, and we can understand why John, when he was weeping, Lord, because he didn't see anybody there to take his place and knowing we weren't worthy. But Lord, we're weeping for joy because there was one that was there, that bloody lamb that went to that cruel cross on Calvary, and he took our place, Lord. He paid that supreme sacrifice. He made a way for us that we could have eternal life. And Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it all. We're so thankful for each one that's gathered here, the purchase of your blood, and not only here, but the bride of Christ throughout the world, Lord, just all in one mind and one accord gathered around this word, Lord. And we just ask your blessings upon each one, Lord, as we, Lord, as a service comes to a close and we leave this place, may we go with that word of God burning in our hearts, Lord. And may we stay in this word, Lord, and just be with each one. Lead us and guide us as only you can, Lord, and just help us to walk in the light of this word, Lord, for this word is truth and it's our eternal life. And now we just commit each one into your hands. We commit ourselves to you, asking that you go with us and keep us in your care and your perfect will. We humbly ask it all in the name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Oh, let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Let's just sing it one more time before we have to go. Said, don't forget, take it home with you, stay with it, hold it to your pillar, meditate upon that word day and night, and be thankful today God called you his bride. You believe you're his bride? Did he give you a red letter day? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're the inexhaustible fountain of love and mercy and grace. From beginning to the end, Lord, we love you and adore you. Thank you, Lord, for being together with the bride united around the world with the only thing that will unite us, this word, the word of God, this message. It is our absolute. It's everything to your bride, Lord. And we'll stay in this word because it will give us that rapturing in faith that we will need. Because in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be out of here. And he's soon coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we don't never have to leave you. And that you look at us and we're beautiful within and without. Amen. Because all you see is you. All of our sins, all of our failures, all of our trespasses, everything that we do, it just hits that bleach and it just totally disappears. And all you see is your new creation. Oh, we love you, Lord. May he bless and be with you now, comfort you, keep you. Keeping that word day and night. Keep that voice alive wherever you go. In your bed, in your home, in your car. Go for a walk, put it in. Go in the filthy grocery store, put it in your ears. Keep that presence around you all the time. It's the voice of God speaking to you. It was recorded for you. It says in the days of the voice, you might take the messenger, but you can't take the voice. We have that voice. Oh, it's hidden manna for the bride of Jesus Christ. God richly bless you and be with you. We just hum it softly as we're dismissed from the building, but not from his presence. God bless you. Love you.